Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The head of the Massachusetts House is laying out his plans for raising the state's minimum wage. Advocates for eliminating income inequality are pleased, but they're not entirely satisfied, as WBUR political reporter David Scharfenberg reports.
House Speaker Robert DeLeo called for the minimum wage hike at a Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce breakfast.
Massachusetts is very much a part of the national discussion on wages. Workers here as elsewhere deserve a fair wage.
DeLeo wants the wage to move from $8 now to $9 in July, $10 a year later, and $10.50 in 2016. That would be the highest minimum wage in the nation, but it would not be as high as the $11 wage approved by the state Senate in the fall. That could lead to conflict between the two chambers. The Senate bill and a separate ballot question slated for November would make future increases automatic, tying minimum wage hikes to inflation. The House bill does no such thing. Steve Crawford, a spokesman for advocacy group Raise Up Massachusetts, which is pushing the ballot measure, praised Speaker DeLeo's commitment to raising the minimum wage. But he said tying that minimum wage to inflation is vital.
It's economic security for low-wage workers, knowing that as the cost of living goes up, their wages will go up too.
DeLeo said keeping the minimum wage at $10.50 per hour, at least for a while, will allow for more predictable costs for business. In another nod to business, the speaker reiterated his long-standing position that a minimum wage hike must be tied to unemployment insurance reform. Paul Guzzi, president of the Greater Boston Chamber, put himself firmly behind that approach. Unemployment insurance in Massachusetts, he said, is just too expensive.
In order to create jobs, in order to create good jobs, we need an environment here that encourages, A, those businesses that are here, and B, all of those businesses that we want to come here.
DeLeo says he expects the legislation to be complete in the next week or two. Any House-approved measures would have to be reconciled with Senate legislation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.